I'm doing all the right things. I'm saying all the right things. I'm making all the sacrifices. I'm going to church. Am I still righteous? Will God still hear my prayers? We're going to find out today. Proverbs Every Day, chapter 15, reading in the Modern English Version. This is episode 320. Let's get started with a moment of prayer, and then we'll dive right in. Father God, thank you again for another wonderful day and for the blessings you have on us and for making it clear what we're to do and for being the God of our lives that we can fear without worry of having to fear anything else, that we can be complete in that in you and have our whole being collectively to that. Father, we love you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I've stumbled over my words enough. Let's get into it. All right, Proverbs 15, reading from the Modern English Version. Yeah, this is one of my favorites, actually. So let's dive right in. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. That's always a good reminder. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright. The mouth of fools pours out foolishness. Weird way to say that, but I think if you are truly wise, if that's part of your character, you just kind of can't help it. But, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. There's no favoritism there, yeah, as far as that goes. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it crushes the spirit. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who regards reproof is prudent. Regards, but it's weirdest. Yeah. It works, right? I think there's other translations that say it better, but basically, as you are corrected or reproved, then if you regard that, then you become prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenue of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish does not do so. I might talk about that here in a little bit here. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Yeah, okay, so let's talk about that for a second. This is a and I know it might upset some of my Catholic friends to hear this, that sometimes you just can't go through the motions. You need to be, well, in almost all cases, actually doing what the priest is talking about is usually very helpful for this, because they're usually on board with this thought of, it's not about attending. It's not about doing the things like sacrificing. If your heart is not in the right place, that's as much of an abomination to God as if you didn't do anything in the first place. So it sounds weird to say this. Yeah, I'd rather you be at a church, but don't expect that just going to church and just going through the motions is going to somehow save you. That's not the way this works. Your character has to be transformed. And the good news here is that we have a method for that. If you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, not as just checking the box or, you know, hey, I was baptized as a kid, so I'm okay now. If you really have that notion of sacrifice, that is a way to get to that. That is why all it takes at that point is the prayer of the upright. It's God's delight at that point. You can sacrifice everything you have. Like there's a parable, or not parable, it's like a story that's told of Jesus being asked what to give up. And looking at the man, seeing that he was a young, wealthy person that was obviously distracted by that, you know, well-dressed, all that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, you're going to have to give up everything you have. It's not a call to everybody to do that, but it is a call to change someone's character. Sometimes that's what it takes. And so sometimes you have to just stop and stop trying to do stuff and just believe. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who follows after righteousness. Verse 10, correction is grievous to him who forsakes the way, and he who hates reproof will die. Awfully, will die. He'll eat violence. It's like some of these literal translations are just like, well, okay. Is that really what the point is? But if you are forsaking the way, then yeah, I can see that. That correction would be grievous. Verse 11, death and destruction are before the Lord. So how much more are the hearts of his children of men? Death and destruction are before the Lord. So how much more the hearts of the children of men? I think that's referring to them being before the Lord. But that's a weird... That verse is translated weird. Sorry. Not making a lot of sense. Verse 12. We're just going to... Win some, you lose some. Yeah. A scorner does not love one who reproves him, nor will he go to the wise. This is that whole engaging with people on Facebook thing. Sometimes it just doesn't make a lot of sense because they're not going to love you for it, and they're not going to be corrected by it, and he's not going to go seek wisdom out on his own. Sometimes haters gonna hate. This is the way to say that, but it's just a reality we have to face. So in other words, it's a matter of just not having to feel like we have to personally correct them, but to get into a notion of just general giving the knowledge, that sort of thing. So sometimes it's just mistakes. Verse 13: a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on foolishness. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of merry heart has a continual feast. The term merry is interesting. I thought that was often translated joyful, but that's a different thing. Being joyful and being merry are very, very different. Joy is content in any circumstance. Merry is just generally uplifted and happy. So I have to wonder about that one a little bit, but nonetheless. Better is little with fear of Lord than great treasure with trouble. That definitely is wisdom for the ages right there. Because it's your character, right? It's not the what you have or don't have. It's where you're at, you know, with fear of the Lord being paramount to this. Like, you are actually surrendered. And whatever that means financially at that point doesn't matter, because you're fully surrendered. So if it's little, great. If it's great, it's a lot, great. But it's that focus is on where God has you. By the way, if your focus is on where God has you, you don't have to worry about what that looks like. A lot of times we get caught up in the where and not the God part of that. And we get caught up in, well, it's a hard time and God just has me here right now. That's not what I'm talking about. Not at all. Actually, what I'm talking about is that reserving all fear for the Lord and that being just what you're concerned about. So whether you have or have not is not the concern at all. So you're not making excuses for it. You're not saying things like that you're, you know, somehow, you know, not responsible. That's not what this is. This is saying that you're surrendered to fear only the Lord. But that doesn't mean you're just sitting there waiting for him to do something. That's not what that is. You are surrendered to his will. That doesn't mean you're waiting for his word for everything. That's not the way that surrendering to his will and fear of the Lord works. How that works is that you are attuned to it and your character is in the right place. And if that is true, then you will go forward. And it says, you know, sorry, I almost hit the wrong button there. And it says earlier, right here, the house of the righteous is much treasure. So we know that's the case, but it's still better if you have little to have fear of the Lord than great treasure. But we know that the two are connected, that if we have that transformation of character, then that treasure will come. Whatever that looks like. I mean, it's going to be different for every person, and comparison is a thief of joy. So don't get into that level of trying to compare your journey with someone else's. It's neither fair, nor do you have the knowledge or authority to be able to determine what other people's life is actually like all the way through. You know, there's probably things about me that you would just have your mind blown to know, and I'm sure I would be the same with you. So it's just not about that. It's about our character. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred. A dinner of herbs sounds absolutely miserable. Yeah. This is not a salad we're talking about. This is herbs. All basil all the time. Maybe a little thyme thrown in just for fun. But if that's where love is, then that's going to be much better than being where hatred is. Verse 18. A wrathful man stirs up strife. But he who is slow to anger appeases strife. See, this one day without my contacts in instead of my glasses, and eyes are going nuts. The way of the slothful man is a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. We'll go back to this. I know I highlight this every time. But, like I was saying before, this is something where that being made plain part is really key. That we are if we are of that righteous characteristic, if we're seeking after wisdom, then our path becomes clear and it's made plain. But if we are lazy about it, then that is just misery. And I got to be honest, my nature is not always the way of the righteous. Sometimes my nature is to be more slothful. I have days like today where I did a remote speaking engagement at 7 a.m. And, well, today when I'm recording this, which would be, so yesterday I did a, getting it straight. So yesterday I did a speaking engagement, virtual speaking engagement at 7 a.m. So the rest of the day I was just kind of just worn out. Still fighting that. So it's just one of the things where it's just like you have to fight that nature to where I can be motivated and walking the way even without a lot of energy to do it. It's not about what I have. It's about what I'm oriented towards. I digress. Verse 20. Oh, sorry, I said that. Verse 21. Folly is joy to him who is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walks uprightly. You know, similar to what we were just saying. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. I like that. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So I like the way that one translates. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. Instead of like saying foiled or whatever, the purposes are disappointed. That actually makes a lot of sense to me. So it really is that it's not just you're not making good decisions. It's that you are just throwing darts at the wall and hoping that you're not disappointed by the result. The multitudes of counselors, those purposes are established and they're firm and you know you're on target and you know there's a why behind it. That's really key. Actually, I was just talking about this last night. I led a mastermind on this book here. Where are we at here? Focus wise. Okay. Put Your Dream to the Test by John Maxwell. And this is a lot of fantastic stuff about this, but chapter 6 is talking about building a team and saying if you're, it's page 122 if you're following along, when you're unaware of your shortcomings, you can't fix them. It takes humility to seek feedback. This is actually Stephen Covey saying this. It takes humility to seek feedback. It takes wisdom to understand it, analyze it, and appropriately act on it. And then John goes on to say, if you ask for advice and show appreciation, you send a message that your desire to grow is bigger than your ego, and you invite future feedback to help you improve. So the topic of the chapter is about building a team, about building not only counsel, people are working with you and for you. And that's the content of that, that whole chapter. This is this is a really challenging book to go through. So this is going to be part of my mastermind series. I was thinking about doing this as a class, but this is something where the discussions are really too big. And so this will be part of my mastermind offerings, which is basically where a smaller group of people sit down and talk through this. So it can be anywhere from one person to up to around 12 that would be working with me. And we'd take a series of weeks to do that. I'll have ups by the time this is seen by most people, I should have, if nothing else, a framework up on the website. If not, you can just find the contact me button there at djeschelman.com and just talk to me about it and we'll get you into the right space for it. Feel free to, it's worth a phone call to get you on there. Absolutely. Pricing is going to vary, but I will have a special very soon on that for all of you that are loyal listeners, loyal watchers and listeners. So watch for that. But anyway, that made me think about that. And I'm going to say that before I forget. Sorry about that. I'm like my own sponsor today, I guess. verse 23. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. The way of life leads above for the wise, that he may depart from Sheol below. Leads above, huh? Interesting. That's an interesting way to put that. Just realized, so joy is translated here and not merry. I guess that's a possessing, has joy. Verse 25, the Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. Kind of a weird way to say that. It makes sense, but it's just a weird dichotomy there, weird comparison to the proud and the widow. Yeah. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. So with that, we see a similar pattern there, right? So that's the same, a lot like we saw above with the sacrifices. And so now it's talking about the thoughts of the wicked. So we're getting right into what I was talking about, that if your actions don't matter and your actions aren't going to get there, well, then your thoughts definitely aren't going to get you there. And so if your thoughts are wicked, God's not going to endorse that. God's not going to say, well, you know, it's okay. I just, you know, it's how you were just born that way. I get it. You know, you had a rough childhood. So I guess you being wicked is okay. No, God's not like that. We have a methodology here. We have a way to wisdom. We have a way to salvation. So God's not going to tolerate that. Anyway, just saying. 27. He who is greedy of gain troubles his own house. Exactly. And he who hates bribes will live. So we're getting to the bribes thing again. If you've been with me for a while, you know this thing comes up and it's really awkward in the phrasing a lot of the time. 28. The heart of the righteous studies to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Maybe I need to write a new song about 15 that's all about that, because it keeps coming up. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones healthy. The ear that hears the reproof of life abides among the wise. He who refuses instruction despises his own soul, but he who hears reproof gains understanding. So in other words, it really is... Well, it's about, do you hate yourself or you want yourself to get better or not? So if you refuse instruction, you're signing your own death warrant in that way. You're just saying, you know what? I'm just going to be living a miserable life because I just want to do my thing. I want to live my truth. Ridiculous. All right, let's finish this outline of this plane. Verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Before honor is humility. And this is actually pretty key. So humility and then wisdom. You have to get there first. You have to have that progression. It doesn't work otherwise. So in any case, we'll do some reflection time. I threw a lot at you today. You know, I know we went a lot longer. I guess a little bit of coffee and maybe not rest, but definitely the coffee helped to do some more for you today. So hopefully you can have some time of reflection. I'm I'm trying to think of some other ways we can do things like this, but in any case, until we get to that point, I would love to have some ability to do this over like a live setting that would actually work for reflection time and discussion. But I'm not really sure how, in a practical sense, to make that work yet. Working on it. But it's just not a priority right now. But like I said, the things that are priorities are priorities. So just stay wise out there, and I'll come back. Actually, let's have some reflection time, and then I will come back to close this out. All right. In the meantime, be blessed by the best, and go be a blessing all the rest. And I'll see you here in a little bit.
Storm, soft answers turn anger into peace. We choose to speak with hearts conformed, listening for your voice that will never cease. Hearts hunger for your guiding light. No more empty sound or needless brawl. We seek your counsel, making our path bright. Our plans may falter when left to chance, but many wise voices lead us on the way, embracing criticism in every circumstance, learning and growing more each day. Lord, you watch both far and near. Your loving eyes see every deed. Guide our words and calm our fear. In humble truth, our souls are free. Treasures that bring unrest to our souls. The fear of you lights our wayside stone. For wisdom and honor that forever consoles. In every trial, in each gentle whisper of your love.
All right, gang, one more thing before I go. I just wanted to mention to you, I mentioned in the video earlier that I'm going to be starting to do some master classes and some masterminds. And I just wanted to take a few moments and describe what that is, just in case you're curious. And what this is going to look like is a series of either online or in person, depending on where we're at. But in our case, more likely to be online, where you'll be able to enroll in a virtual course with me that will take you through one of myself, some of my works, or more commonly, some books that from John C. Maxwell, like I mentioned today, Put Your Dream to the Test, for example. What this would look like is, in the case of a master class, it would just be somewhere where you wouldn't have to necessarily go through the book yourself or read it, although you're good to do that as you will. But in a lot of these, there'll be actual videos that are kind of from the Maxwell team, or just various other things that will help you to know the content without needing to necessarily read the book, and just some summaries from me and that sort of thing. And then afterwards, there'll be some time for questions and answers and that sort of thing. Now, that's a master class. And so they'll typically be about an hour commitment every week, typically, and be, you know, the typical price for these for corporate enrollment is going to be $99. And so if you are part of a company that wants to enroll, that'll be typically the price, although it'll vary based on the program. Now, because you're a listener, that isn't necessarily going to be what you're going to have to pay for these. I'm actually going to be putting a discount code into the description below when those are ready for launch in a few weeks. And so be looking for that. If you're watching this after the second week of May, then you'll probably see those codes there. So I'm excited to announce that. But yeah, and then masterminds are a deeper dive where you're actually going to be working with me directly. And it's a notion that you'll have already been reading the book and we'll be following along together. So we're not going to reiterate too much of the material, but we are going to dive right into about an hour to an hour and a half worth of intense questions and answers with guides from myself and the Maxwell team. And so you will have some additional materials with that, including a guide and some other discussion items for that. So those will be starting in mid-June. And so look for those. We'll have a lot of different topics going on. For those of you that are especially for those of you that are aspiring entrepreneurs, this book is utterly fantastic. Or even if you just have a new venture that you'd like to launch into, that's going to be a big one. Another one is for communication, and that is going to be based on everyone communicates, few connect, which is a very, very popular topic in the corporate world, but I think is really, really important just in general personal development as well. And then we'll also have some other themes that are going to be centered around, obviously, leadership, and we'll having some that are centered around the high road leader, and hopefully even some expanded content with Jesus, the high road leader, in there. But also some other things that are going to be involving your time management and some other skill sets. So this is all going to be part of a larger academy of work. And so watch for more announcements on that. It's an exciting time, and I'm happy to finally be able to put these things out there in a way that's going to work for everybody. And if you're watching this and you are here in the Nashville area especially, then you have the chance to refer me to a company. And if you refer me to a company, then you will get access to a master class, depending on the how it goes, either a master class or a mastermind, depending on what I'm running, you'll be able to choose one of those to attend for free. And so your referral is worth your investing in yourself and personal growth without having to actually invest your finances to do it. And so I'm looking for companies that are, especially in the IT world, if they have IT departments that are struggling to get leadership into their DNA, if you will, if they have people that are learning the tech just fine, but when it comes to leading people, they're struggling, because that was definitely my story. So if that's something that you know somebody is like that, absolutely feel free to have them contact me. But in any case, that's something coming up. I'm excited to announce it and excited to offer that to you. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. And we'll, of course, see you once again tomorrow for Proverbs 16. Love you guys. Be blessed by the best once again. Be a blessing to all the rest. And we'll see you tomorrow.